Miss Tammy, T-A-M-Y, Anderson, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N, 8774, today is 619. Miss Anderson is a 49-year-old woman who comes in today for cough congestion. She has chest wall pain. When she coughs, her mom told her she needs to come in and make sure she doesn't have pneumonia, period. Any pair cut? She's also struggled with her weight most of her life. She weighs 250 pounds, almost 250 pounds now. She wants to use some kind of GLP-1 to lose weight. She's had no nausea, vomiting, no family history of thyroid cancer, and wants to be checked for thyroid issues. Because of her obesity, we talked about sleep apnea. She says she's never been diagnosed with sleep apnea, period. Family history, mom's alive with coronary artery disease, catheterization, status post cardiac cath, stent in place, dad died of COVID in 2021. Social, married, teacher, one child. She teaches English, 10th grade, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, last period, 2010. Surgery, partial hysterectomy, some kind of breast lump removal, family history, no breast cancer again. Allergy, penicillin, latex, mango, medical problems, none. Medications, none. COVID immunization, none. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress. 246 pounds, 99%, 97.8, 26 to 2, 114 over 83. No, 147 over 83. Heart positive, swollen positive, 2, lung clear, wrong car, abdomen soft, TMs are red, portion of pharynx is red, and inflammatory, non-focal, skin shows no rash. There is a slight epigastric, gastric abdominal pain noted. Assessment number one, bronchitis number two, chest x-ray shows no evidence of pneumonia, but definitely has secretial retention consistent with bronchitis. Next number, treat with Rocephin, Decadron, Z-Pack, Medrol, Dospac, and Albuterol. Next number, always rinse your mouth afterward. Next number, because of epigastric tenderness and dyspepsia, we did an ultrasound of her abdomen. She does have a slight fatty liver and lots of gallstones, which she remembered somebody telling her that when she had a lifeline ultrasound done years ago. Next number is as far as leg pain and arm pain, this is multifactorial. Next number, she's never been on any hormones since she had her partial hysterectomy. Next number is lymphadenopathy. Next number is fatty liver. Next number is bronchitis. Next number is mild carotid stenosis. Next number is mild RVH. Next number is not interested in workup regarding possible sleep apnea. Next number is start with Govi, 0.25 milligrams sub QQ weekly times 4. Next number, we're going to use the diagnosis of morbid obesity. Next number is BMI 45. Next number of findings we discussed with patient at length. Next number, patient will come back in a week. Next number, if any other issues or problems noted. She will call us at that time. Next number, she did have some blood work done, which she'll try to get a copy for me, and was told that she had issues with thyroid, was given some thyroid medication, which she never took. I encourage her to start taking the thyroid medication and for her to bring that results to me so I can have a copy of that as well. Thank you.